Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Let me put the study up. And we'll start. Well, we have one Messiah congregation, Kahal Achad B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael, and it's the Sabbath of God. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, we thank and praise you. We could be here today on your holy day, your Sabbath day. And it's the fourth commandment of the living God. And we know most of the world don't even know about it. They don't even care. But they do have a Bible, so they can't say there's no excuse. Heavenly Father, bless this day in Yeshua's name. Bless everyone, heal everyone, strengthen everyone, encourage everyone. I thank you again for the blood of Yeshua. I thank you again for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Messiah. I thank you again for everything you've given us, even eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven with God. May God bless you today in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Well, here we are, one of our last few days being in Hole in Wall, Tennessee. We're moving to Franklin soon. So here we are. We're at 27 South Maple Street today if you want to see us. We're in Hole in Wall, Tennessee. There's my phone number, there's the email, there's the website. Today we're still sadly using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s. Isn't that weird? In the 21st century. We're still using that today. And we're still in the month of Mars, which is Mars month. That's what that means. But month of Mars, isn't that terrible? It's a Roman, Mars is the Roman god of war. He's identified with the Greek god Ares. Anyway, Jehovah, our father, has his own calendar that's been deleted from the world. We are now still in the 12th month of God, day 27. We're in the 12th month of God, Adar. It's called Adar, day 27. Today, I just want to talk about, it's all about forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. Leviticus 19 says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. And that's really the way it really is. This is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are. This is Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. It says, when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret. Amen. And your Father which is in secret shall reward you openly. Amen. But when you pray, don't use vain repetitions, as the lot of religions do, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not you therefore like unto them, for your Father knows that what things you have need of before you ask him. Amen. And I know God knows what we all need, and we need more people and more people to share the gospel with. After this manner, pray you. This is the way you're supposed to pray. Our Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Don't let us go into temptations, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And that's really important. Some people forgot that. Some people forgot that. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's really important. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Yeshua said unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, all the time. So in other words, but some people, they don't want to make amends, and they don't want to, join us again. They just want to, hold a grudge or whatever on their mind. They don't want to participate with us again. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him who owed him 10,000 talents. Wow. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. I will pay you all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Amen. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay you all. This guy, but he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Amen. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant! I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Should not you also have compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And here's the clincher, everybody. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. And we forgive everybody. I forgive everyone that's offended me and did anything. And I hope if I offended you, I ask for forgiveness and before God humbly. And if we've done anything, let us know. And we'd be glad to repent and do that. And that's what we do. But this is really important. If you from your heart forgive not everyone his trespasses. Okay, now we're going to move to Psalm 130. It says, out of the depths have I cried unto you. This is David. O Jehovah, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Jehovah, should mock iniquities, O Jehovah, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Amen. We fear God. Because he's the one who created all things, and he owns the breath that's in us, and he owns our spirit that's in us. But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him to whom they come. This is Luke 17. It were better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck and he was cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him, and if he repent, you're supposed to forgive him or her. And if he trespass against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day, turn again and turn again to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Right? That's right. That's what he's supposed to do. Here's Luke 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. I love this. Thy kingdom come. This is in two different Gospels. Thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, Father. Amen. I ask God that every day, multiple times a day, may God forgive me for being just a piece of dirt. And you never know what you're doing wrong. You never know what you're thinking wrong. You never know what you're seeing wrong. And I want to make sure we're doing everything correctly. Because God says, be perfect, because the Heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. We do, Father. We forgive everyone that we've had arguments with and disagreements with. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. His brother John, this is not a long study today, but I think it's really needed and it's really important. 1 John chapter 5. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. Amen. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. You know, people that sin presumptuously, we don't, especially after they knew God, we don't pray for them, because we know that they should know better. Here's 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sins, which we do every day, multiple times a day, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Messiah forgave our sins. Here's Corinthians. I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ, who's Messiah, died for our sins according to the scriptures. Messiah died for our sins. Isn't that weird? Here's Galatians 1. God, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Messiah actually died for us when we were yet sinners. Here's the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, by his word. The word Son is synonymous with the word Son. When you see the word Son, it means the word of God, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Wow. He made all the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. When he had by himself purged our sins. Hallelujah. Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He purged our sins. We should be so thankful for that, you know. Amen. Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Amen. That's the word of God, the Messiah. His brother Peter. Brother Peter will meet one day when we make it to heaven. And this is Messiah, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Messiah died, was nailed to the tree, the Roman crucifixion. He died for us on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen. And that's in Isaiah 53 too. Here's 1 John chapter 2. And Messiah is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, if they would repent. Just think, God is, you know, there's no one that could say they did some things that are so impossible. God said he could save to the uttermost those that call upon him. And I thank God that he's a God of mercy and a God of compassion, God of pity, and he has mercy on every one of us. Here's 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. And you know that Messiah was manifest to take away our sins, and in him was no sin. Isn't that amazing? He never sinned. Yeah. Here's 1 John 4:10. Here is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, his word, to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means the sin atonement, the sacrifice, you know. That's what he was for our sins. Luke 17. For as the lightning that lightens out of the one part of heaven shines unto the other part of heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Amen. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Amen. It's days of Noah. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Just think, Noah preached for 100 years, right? And he told everybody, God's going to drown this world because of this, because of sin, and all the things that were going on. And people, who knows? We don't know how many people helped and died. We don't know that in 100 years, but we only know 8 people made it. He entered into the ark till the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And my wife and I, we had the opportunity to be in Israel many years ago, and we went by Sodom and Gomorrah. And just think, there was nothing there. It looked like somebody, my impression was, looks like somebody melted the mountains and then it melted and came down. Looks like it was totally different than the mountains that were back in Jerusalem. But the mountains we were looking at looked like somebody melted the place. And that's what God did. He destroyed them, fire and brimstone. And we went and touched some of the figures and they just broke. They were like ash. I never forget that in my life. And that was left for an example for those that should live ungodly. I mean, if you want a little power of God, go to Israel and go see Sodom and Gomorrah. Even thus shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. One of these days, in someone's lifetime in the future, the Son of Man is going to be revealed. You know, a lot of people talk about eschatology and the end of the world and the different things that are going to take place before the end of the world. Remember, there's no two witnesses at this moment. There's no one world religion. There's no one world government. There's no one world monetary system. There's no Antichrist. There's no third temple. We got a bunch of things that need to take place before even this happens. So in someone's lifetime down the road, not today, but down the road, you know, whoever is living down the road might be faced with all these things. Not to say that we could obviously meet the Lord today, but it's not the end of the world. The world will continue on. And that's why we don't get into eschatology, because we'll have to see what happens. In that day, he which is upon the housetop and his stuff in the house. I like the way they say that, his stuff in the house. Let him not come down to take it away. And he that's in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Yeah, we do remember. We remembered Lot's wife when we were there. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Amen. Those are scriptures I never forgot. And this is to all the people that left us in the past. I'll do another call out to the internet one day. If you hear this website, I say again, we forgive you for whatever you've done, and if you forgive us, you're always welcome to show up again. This is Luke 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. So the publicans and the sinners came to hear Yeshua. And of course, Here comes the self-righteous Pharisees and scribes. They murmured, saying, that man received sinners to eat with them. Wow. And he spoke this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he had found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, I found my sheep that was lost. Amen. I say unto you, likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents. Amen. More than over 99 just persons, or self-righteous just persons, which think they need no repentance. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Well, this is one sinner that repents. More, it says more than over 99 persons who need no repentance. And whether you need no repentance or you don't need repentance, it's always good to ask God to have mercy upon you. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? When she had found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, I have found the peace that I have lost. Amen. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Amen. And he said, a certain man had two sons. These are parables of Yeshua. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that befalls me. And he divided them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, but no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will rise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and he's found. And they began to make merry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard the music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed a fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And this guy was angry. I don't know why he would be angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet you never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which had devoured your living with harlots, you have killed him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. Amen. It was meet that you should make merry, and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Amen. And this is a short study for today, but in closing for today, this is a study, was just a talk pertaining to forgiveness. And I forgive everyone that sinned against me or did anything against me, and hope you forgive me, and I hope you all feel the same way. Remember, Yeshua said, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. I say, may God bless your lives. Shabbat Shalom. This is a short study for today, and may God always be with you. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another Sabbath day, and we thank you we'll be here for the rest of the day, Father, keeping your commandment. And I thank you for brothers and sisters that we could fellowship with, and we can sing songs with, and we could eat food. May you bless the food we eat, and bless everything we do for the rest of this day and the rest of our lives. In Yeshua's name, God bless everyone today. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll stop that, and I'll knock that off, and then I will stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.